Random House Audio presents The Edible Exile by Carl Hiaasen, read for you by Scott Brick. Preface. This story has a peculiar lineage. Not long ago, the editors of Byliner approached me about a short piece of fiction I'd written a long time ago. It had been found in an old file by Will Blythe, the former literary editor of Esquire. Apparently, my manuscript had been submitted to and rejected by the magazine. The working title was Retirement Living at Its Finest. As near as I can tell, it was written at least 23 years ago. At the time, I was writing 2 or 3 columns a week for the Miami Herald and working on novels at night, so it's not surprising that I'd lost track of the manuscript. The plot is set in Miami during the wind-down of the long armed conflict between the Sandinista government of Nicaragua and the anti-communist rebels known as Contras, who were supported and trained by the CIA. Cuervo, the main character, is a prominent, high-living exile who raises money in America for the Contra cause. A shadowing element of the story is the notorious Iran-Contra affair, in which operatives of Ronald Reagan's administration secretly sold arms to Iran in a doomed scheme to gain the release of American hostages in Lebanon. Some of the money from that arms sale was illegally diverted to fund the Contras, a ballsy, though harebrained move. References in the story to figures like Eugene Hassenfuss seem obscure now, but for me they stirred memories of scandal-filled headlines. However, the most